Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. So first, I'd like to acknowledge that today's Kiddush is sponsored by the Martyr family in celebration of the upcoming marriage of Ilana Itzwitz and Alex Martyr. Mazal Tov. We all wish a big Mazal Tov to Ilana and Alex and their families on this beautiful Simcha, and to our own community as well for producing Makor couple number 8. We're very proud to have Ilana and Alex as part of quote-unquote Makor lore because they are truly an authentic Makor couple. They met at the shul, started the date following the shul dinner, and together they have forged new friendships here, which enabled them to nurture their bond with each other. And we're proud to have them in our shul family because they are remarkable as individuals and even more amazing as a couple. As I mentioned last night, I believe that this week's parsha holds a special message that is particularly fitting for their wedding this weekend. Todot is one of those parshiot with a title that clearly describes the parsha. It starts off, Ela Todot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Holida Yitzchak. These are the chronicles of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham begat Yitzchak. Many commentators ask why this passage identifies Avraham and Yitzchak's family relationship twice, but it begins to make sense when you consider that Todot means genealogy or family tree. As we often mention, there are more superfluous references to genealogy in this parsha than any other parsha in the Torah. Everyone is identified repeatedly in terms of their familial relationships. For example, the parsha states numerous times that Esav is the elder brother of Yaakov and the son or the elder son of Yitzchak or Rivka. Yaakov is the younger brother of Esav and the younger son of Rivka or Yitzchak. That Rivka is their mother and Yitzchak is their father, as if we don't know who these people are. And then on top of that, it ends by describing Rivka as Em Yaakov Esav, the mother of Yaakov and Esav, leading Rashi to throw up his hands in exasperation, saying, Eni yodea ma'al malamdenu. I have no idea what this all means. All this begs the question, why so many repetitions? Perhaps we can find the answer in the Parsha's famous story about how Yaakov, quote-unquote, stole the Bechorah, the birthright, and Brachot, the blessings from firstborn Esav. In essence, Yaakov sees for himself everything that originally belonged to Esav. We just assume that Yaakov was triumphed simply because he was the good one, and Esav was the bad one. But in truth, this outcome had a much deeper meaning. The critical difference between the two brothers was that Yaakov related to both his parents, while Esav only related to his father. Esav was legendary in honoring his father, and according to the Zohar, every decision in his life revolved around Yitzchak. But the Midrash Tanchum and Parshat Ki Teitzei Perek Yud explains that Esav hated his mother and refuses to even acknowledge that she brought him into this world. And that is the meaning of the Parsha, Hakarat HaTov, which means gratitude for your origins, acknowledging where you come from. That's the difference between exemplified by the brothers. Yaakov expressed Hakarat HaTov for both his parents, from all he came from, while Esav did not. Now, when you get married, you start a new chapter in your life. Yet, it's also a time to reflect, look back, and appreciate where you come from. It's natural to express this gratitude towards your parents, but sometimes you feel appreciation for others who played an important role in bringing you to this moment. Alex expressed this when he graciously asked me to take part in the wedding ceremony. He accurately pointed out how much I love to announce a new Makor couple, and sometimes I'm accused of cheating based on some technicality, which is a false allegation, by the way. But he wanted me to realize that he and Ilana are the real deal, a pure act of Hakarat HaTov with roots in Makor HaBracha. We're very proud and happy for them, and we sincerely hope that we are their Makor HaBracha, their source of blessing, and in marriage they will receive all the joy and blessing that life has to offer. Mazal Tov and Shabbat Shalom.